Blog Talk Radio.
You got the number to call you. I got it. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. You are listening to the fastest growing radio show in the South. Right now, this show, the Frank Williams Show, is the fastest growing internet talk radio show in the South. I guess I should say that, internet talk radio show. In the South. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That way you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Or you can just call and say hello. I don't mind that either. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Or you can just tell them Frank Williams gave me your information and I need to see you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. Now, if you are calling in to the show and you want to be on the air, please press number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want to be on the air with me. And I will certainly put you on the air, 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is inflammable is an adjective, and it's spelled I-N-F-L-A-M-M-A-B-L-E, inflammable. It's an adjective, and it means capable of being easily ignited and of burning. Okay? The second meaning is easily inflamed, excited, or angered. Inflammable. And now when you take, you know, say that some people have high tempers, you can say they're very inflammable, easily inflamed, easily excited, or easily angered. All right, that's a great word, and you guys can grab that and slide that into your vocabulary, and that'll work out. All right. Today's weather right now is 53 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 75 today, a low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, and it's sunny today, mostly sunny today. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 77, a low 58 tomorrow, Wednesday. Thursday, high 77, low 64, partly cloudy. Friday, possible rain, 75 degrees, and a low 63. And works out. Anyway, let's see. So we're looking at the temperature now, starting to it's crazy. But in March, we're looking at 75 degrees in the ATL, in the mid to high 70s. For the rest of the week. I'm not sure what the weekend will be, but just stay tuned to the show, and we'll get into that towards the end of the week, right? So that's the way it is. And again, guys, welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys, as we get this thing on the road. All right, now today's episode is entitled, hold it. Before I get into the show, this is what I wanted to say to you guys. Y'all remember the little fallout that they were having in tennis, in women's tennis, with Serena Williams and this other girl, Maria Sharapova or something. And they say that Serena wasn't getting all these endorsements and things and because of – well, she wasn't getting things like Maria was. Maria Sharapova was getting deals, and she was doing a lot of modeling and things like that. But she's a tall, skinny girl, and she's got that modeling or model physique. Serena, as you know, is a short, skinny, or muscular girl, not the actual prototype of a runway model, okay? But this Sharapova girl is skinny, and she's got that tight body, okay? Now, yesterday it came out that she tested positive for drugs from the Tennis Association. So she's in a lot of trouble. Now, so you take someone like that and put them with Serena. I mean, now you see where she's not white. She's either Russian or something like that. She's not white. So you take this. It's funny how America take people from all other places. They can be Russian. They can be Asian, whatever, and put them on this pedestal instead of taking Americans. And I say Americans, and putting them on that pedestal ahead of them. And now you see what happens when that type of stuff happens. When you give favor to people from other places than people living in here in your own country, that makes me sick. Anyway, I just wanted to say that real quick. But today's episode is entitled, Uber driver kills 6 unsuspecting people for no apparent reason. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this story or what have you, but I'm going to give you guys some bits and pieces of this story, and the good stuff, so that you'll understand what happened here. And I don't know what reason, and this guy won't tell police what reason he had for killing these people. It says the man accused, and I'm reading from CNN, the man accused of killing 6 people and injuring 2 more in a Saturday evening shooting rampage in Kalamazoo, Michigan, was an Uber driver who picked up and dropped off passengers between shootings. The source, who is not authorized to speak to media and investigated, believed Jason Brian Dalton was even looking for fares after the final shooting of a nearly 7-hour killing rampage. It says, we got about a mile from my house and he got a telephone call. This is one of his passengers. After that call, he started driving erratically, running stop signs. Matt Millen told the affiliate, we were kind of driving through medians, driving through the lawn, speeding along. Then finally, once he came to a stop, I jumped out of the car and ran away. Millen said he called the police. He was surprisingly calm. I was freaking out. The ride-sharing company confirmed to CNN that Dalton, 45, was an Uber driver and said he had passed a background check. They also said, we're horrified and heartbroken at the senseless violence in Kalamazoo. We have reached out to the police to help with their investigation in any way that we can. It says, Michigan State Police said that the first shooting was reported at 5:42 p.m. after a woman was shot multiple times in an apartment complex parking lot. And said that she was with her 3 children. She's in serious condition, but expected to survive. Then more than 4 hours later, a father and son were shot and killed at a car dealership. said the pair were there looking at a vehicle. Authorities identified these victims as Tyler Smith, 17, and Richard Smith, 53. Then minutes later, around 10:24, so now he's only killed 2 people. Okay, he shot this lady in their apartment complex, but she survived. But the 17-year-old Tyler Smith and his dad, 53, they were at a car dealership looking for vehicles, and he shot both of them, killed both of them. Then minutes later, around 10:24. Michigan State Police say Dalton pulled his Chevy HHR into a Cracker Barrel restaurant parking lot and opened fire on a Chevrolet Cruze and an Oldsmobile minivan, killing Mary Lou Nye, 62. That's 3 people. Mary Jo Nye, 60. That's 4 people. Dorothy Brown, 74. That's 5 people. And Barbara Hawthorne, 68. That's 6 people. A 5th victim, a 14-year-old girl riding in the Chevrolet's front passenger seat, was initially thought to have been killed as well, but is now listed in critical condition, according to the state police. But she's alive now. Okay, he said all 5 people were together in a group. After another 2 hours or so, at approximately 12:40 a.m., police took Dalton, 45, into custody in a nearly 7-hour nightmare. Police seized the semi-automatic handgun from Dalton, who getting described as even-tempered at the time of his arrest. Police said that there is just no question more people would have died if police didn't find him when they did. Okay. And the motive is unknown, guys. They don't know why this guy shot these people. And so I don't know what makes people go to these lengths to murder people in cold blood. I can't see that he had any type of tie with these people. It's just random shooting. It's just randomly killing some people, and it was 6 of them, and he shot 8 people, he would have killed 8 people. I guess the 2 that didn't get killed, the the lady that was in the apartment parking lot with their kids and the 14-year-old at Cracker Barrel. I guess he just didn't hit them in the right place to kill them, okay? But these other people, like the 62-year-old, 60-year-old, 74-year-old, and 68-years-old, these people got shot in a Cracker Barrel parking lot. He just, I don't know why would he just turn and open fire on these people? No idea. And the guy has no police record, no prior record. And, the only thing that I saw when I read through the whole article is that his neighbors said that he was a good guy, had a wife and two kids. But they also said that sometimes he would go in his backyard and fire his weapons. So, you know, that's unusual. Okay. Now, if your neighbor is going out in their backyard firing their weapons, it's not a BB gun, a pellet gun. This is a handgun that's shooting in the backyard. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but it's illegal to do that in Georgia. Okay, I mean, unless you got 100 acres and you're out in the middle of the 100 acres doing something on your property, that's probably different. But you're in a neighborhood and you're in a residential area and you're firing off your gun in your backyard, that's not good. Okay. If I was the neighbor, I would have called the police. Been like, my next door neighbor is shooting his gun in the backyard. And it's not his pellet gun. Who knows where those bullets could go? I don't know what he was shooting at or whatever, but that's all they said, that he'd go in his backyard and fire his firearms. Okay? That's a problem. And again, I would have called the police in a heartbeat, come over there and check this guy out. Again, that's illegal in Georgia. 818-301-5834. You guys can press 1 if you want to speak on this topic, but the guy didn't do anything to his passengers, the people that he was driving for. He didn't do anything to his passengers. It's just the one passenger that, you know, he said once he got a phone call, he started speeding through here and there, here and there. I don't know what that phone call was about, but this guy finally, when the car stopped, he jumped out and took off running. I don't blame him, you know. And but what reason did this guy have for killing these people? Why would he want to just go and randomly shoot unsuspecting people? And when I say unsuspecting, I mean that, you know, you're not expecting for someone to have a gun and come up and open fire on you and the people around you. That's unsuspecting. You're just standing there, and like these guys were doing, just standing there looking at cars. They were trying to buy a vehicle, I guess. They were in the car lot. And this guy just drives by and shoot and kill both of them, a father and a son. How tragic is that? How tragic is that for you to get the news that your husband, your husband and your son are killed in the parking lot? Hey, I don't believe that. They at the car lot. That's where they got killed, at the car lot. Could be a excuse me. It could be a grandmother, Her son and her grandson just died in the parking lot of a car dealership. That's something that takes years off of your life. It's different if someone was sick and died or whatever, or, you know, and it's hard to take. But, you know, it's something about things that happen like this. I won't say that it's God, but he doesn't make mistakes, right? So it was your time to go, right? And that's how you have to try to look at it, as it being your time to go. And, you know, with this guy, this guy who did the shooting. I don't remember how many counts. I saw some video earlier about when they were reading him his rights, but there's so many counts of murder that he has and attempted murder. I think he may have 15 or 16 different charges against him. So he'll never get out of jail. Now, what's my thoughts on people like this? Should they sit in jail for years? I mean, this guy only 45 years old. So he's looking at maybe another 35 years of life. I mean, 35 years to live. Men are looking at a life expectancy of 75 years old. So I'm thinking maybe he'll live to be at least 75 or 80 years old in prison. Okay. So why would we take our tax dollars to take care of this guy for another 35 years when he killed 6 people and critically wounded 2 others? Why would we take our time to take care of this guy? Why wouldn't we just go ahead and put him on death row and he waiting his turn? I know maybe some of you don't believe in the death penalty and this and that, but in some cases, these guys need to be put to death. That's just my opinion now. That's just my opinion. Now, it wasn't that some of these people were his arch nemesis and they had done something to him or his family or something like that. That's something different. Okay? Now, if a guy had did something as heinous as rape your little girl, and now you're looking for him because the police let him out. The police didn't prosecute him. The law didn't prosecute him. Now he's walking the street. Now this guy out and found this guy and shot him dead in cold blood. That's different thinking to me. And I understand that some people are crazy and they are mentally impaired. But this guy was not mentally impaired. So what made him blow a gasket? And then, you know, I'm not saying that, well, I guess I am. I'm saying that most of these people don't want to be alive. I couldn't think that this guy would think that he's going to get away with this. I hope he wasn't thinking that he's going to get away with it, because he's not, right? He's not going to just kill people and then keep driving around, keep picking up people and go home and go to sleep, get up the next day and go and pick up more passengers and take them out and do this and keep on living his life without being caught for these murders. He didn't think that, did he? people who do this kind of killing, kill people like this, are usually Caucasian people. Yeah, I said it. I know I got a lot of Caucasian people who listen to my show. And you know it's true. Why are they turning to this type of violence, turning to this kind of violence? Yeah, they say black people do, you know, they kill each other. And, you know, most of the time, it's about something. It may be about some drugs, or it may be about you messing with his wife or whatever. It may be something like that, but it's about something. Usually about some time when we hear about somebody going on a shooting spree in a mall, a shooting spree in a movie theater, a shooting spree at a church, for crying out loud. What's the first thing we think about? I know that was some white dude. And 9 times out of 10, it is. But what's making these people lose their minds? Why would this guy at 45 years old seem to be okay? We all have our struggles. We all have financial struggles. We all have domestic problems. We all have relationship problems. I guess that's the same as domestic problems. We all have work problems, something going on at work. We all have that. But I guess how you handle that is the crux of what's going on. And a lot of people think that they're entitled to certain things. Entitlement. And that doesn't happen. And if that doesn't happen, then they go out and shoot and kill somebody. Give up your life. This guy's giving up his life. What's his kids gonna think? Why did dad do that? Why did dad do that? So now his kids are gonna have problems now, I think. Maybe not, but I don't think they'll have mental problems or anything like that, but they're going to always think about what happened with their dad. They'll never forget this. So, I don't know why he'd go off on a killing spree. 818-301-5834 and press number 1 if you guys want to comment on this episode. Now, to be able to continue to, I'll say this. I don't know how a person, and I'm not a big gun man like that. I've got a lot of guns, but I inherited these guns. I know how to shoot a gun. But I don't play the gun all the time. I don't run to the gun range every 2 days and shoot pistols, things like that. I don't do that. But some people do. Some people take guns and, play with them. They'll clean them, they'll rub on them, and they'll take them to the gun range and shoot them, and they'll bring them back, and they'll clean them and rub on them some more. And then when their friends come over, oh, man, come look at this. I got a new such and such. I just bought it, last week. It cost me $1,300, but look at it, man. There it is. You see that? Look at the handle on it. Look how it fits in my hand. Some people are like that. But to take that gun then and go out and shoot people with it, kill someone with it, I mean, that's a whole different spectrum that I don't see how someone can do that. How can you take a gun, point it at someone, and fire it, and watch them fall to the ground, or watch their part of their, you know, according to where you shoot them, part of their head gets knocked off, or you know, you shoot them in the chest, and I mean, blood goes everywhere. How can you watch that? You have to be a sick person to do something like that. And that's why I say this guy, you know, I don't believe he's a mental case. I don't believe that. I don't know if they're going to try to spin it that away where he's mental and, you know, he need to be put in an institution. I don't know. But what I do know is I'd be thinking about giving this guy the axe, putting him down, sending him on to wherever he's supposed to go. Because he isn't supposed to be here with us. 818-301-5834. Now, that's all I'm going to say about this Uber guy, this Uber driver or whatever. I'm not going to harp on this any longer. But to my listeners and to, well, y'all, my listeners, too, to everyone on cell phone, on landlines, on my show page, to the people who will be listening to my show later on today, please, guys, please just be conscious of where you are at all times. Be conscious of who you're around at all times, because this is the kind of country that we're living in. I won't say world, because it's not like this all around the world. But this is the kind of country that we live in today. And I'm so afraid for not only my kids, but your kids as well, to live in this environment. This environment of people who own guns. I don't mind people owning guns, but don't use those guns on other people if you don't have to. I mean, I understand defending yourself. This guy wasn't defending himself. I don't mind if you go out and shoot, you know, animals. I mean, that's not my thing, but hey, a lot of people do it. They hunt. People survived a long time ago. Survive off the land. You can hunt and shoot things when you hunt. That's fine. That's legal at certain parts of the year. Do that, but don't kill people with your guns. And so all I'm saying to my listeners is, guys, I would like for you guys to take care of yourselves, watch out for yourselves, out for other people. You may be in a grocery store and someone walks into that grocery store and you see that person with a gun in their hand on their side walking into the store. What are you going to do? I don't know what I'd do. Okay? I don't know what I'd do until I come to that time. I know what I want to do. I'd want to foil the crime, right? I want to, in some way, keep this guy from killing a bunch of people if that's what his intentions were. I'd want to, right? But I don't know if I'd do that until you're in that situation. Ultimately, I would want to come out of that grocery store without a scratch on my body, without seeing someone shoot and kill someone. That's what I'd like to do. Ultimately, I'd like that to happen. But that may not be the case. So, you know, guys, take care of yourselves. Be conscious of, try to be conscious of what's going on around you and things like that. I know this stuff happens every day, all around the country. And, you know, things are going to happen. I just hope that you guys are careful and you can live long and prosperous lives and do everything that you want to do in life. Continue to dream, guys. Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Hey, but make sure you guys listen to the show tomorrow. I have another great story that I want to bring to you guys tomorrow. And I think it's awesome. And I'm going to bring some positive stuff into the show tomorrow, okay? This is a great story. So listen in tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys.
Concentrate on you, yeah. Concentrate on you, yeah. remember when I used to come by and pick you up to take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. That was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say,